Hello, this is Cody Oakland with PureWaterRestoration.com, and I have a very special guest today. It is the inventor of some amazing technology that is going to make your business a lot better. I have with me on the line Peter, and Peter, like I said, is the inventor. And what we're going to cover on this chat today is what the PWR system can do for your agricultural needs, your crops. So, Peter, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to yield the floor to you because not only are you the inventor, but you're the expert on this.
Okay.
So I'm just going to be quiet and let you roll with it and tell me what putting water through this device can do once it hits soils and what it does then for the crops to grow out of that soil.
Okay, we'll just start off with greenhouses to start with, where you have hydroponics. What we found is the higher concentration of oxygen in the water slows down or eliminates the Pythium root rot. So overall, you have a much healthier root system, and the experience we've had in hydroponic greenhouses is between 10 and 15% yield increase in the crop being grown. In the field, we recommend about 20 gallons of water per acre to start with. That allows the oxygen to go down about 3 feet in the ground, because in normal agriculture or crops, the oxygen is only in the top 10 to 12 inches. So this takes it down deeper. So you're getting more activity down at the root zone. What we find is that the oxygen stimulates microbial activity in earthworms. Everything likes it. So the deeper it goes, the more of that biological action you get down in the root zone and below. And because a lot of crops today, alfalfa, the roots can go down 20 feet. So to be able to get oxygen down that deep, you need, of course, a lot more water. 40 gallons take you down to 6 feet, and beyond that, you know, you can add more water to go deeper, but probably wouldn't have to. At 6 feet is a long way down for the average crop. So there is this synergy that goes on between the plant and the soil, and that is plants will bring in different elements. I'm trying to think. Nitrogen is one thing. It brings in nitrogen, and it goes down to the root zone in a nitrate form, and through photosynthesis is brought back as amino acids and protein. The sugars are, so with the photosynthesis, it's taken the carbon dioxide from the atmosphere or the air around it and converting the carbon dioxide into sugars. And the sugars are then carried down by the roots to support the microbes that are at the root zone. So the plant's supporting the little microbes that are breaking down minerals and elements in the soil, and then sending them back to the plant to sustain the plant. So you have this life cycle that's enhanced, and that way we are getting much higher nutrient value in the crop, as you know, we're talking about minerals and the proteins, amino acids, and of course sugar, which is also a benefit to the digestive system and the storage. Actually, the sugars in the crop are very valuable to the preserving of that crop in storage. So it's, you know, there is this natural system that just carries on. And of course, once you start getting the oxygen down at a deeper level, then you get the earthworms going down. And they're coming up at night. The dew worms will pick up trash, you know, leaves and stalks and stuff that is discarded by the plant, and carry them down into the soil. And through their castings supply a beautiful fertilizer for the plants. And so, I've been on farms in Wisconsin where you can actually hear the earthworms at night when they're coming up to pick up all the debris to eat and carry down. And then you have all these little piles of very rich castings of the fertilizer that the plants can use. It loosens the soil up. So the looser the soil, the better water retention you have. Your water will hold water in a dry time, and it'll allow the water to get away in a wet season. So it everything works together, and that would be about the limit of what I want to relay at this time on the effects of the water unit on crops and plants.
Well, I got to tell you, that was still quite a mouthful.
Okay.
So can you just speak a second to maybe what happens with that deeper penetration of the water? Does it decrease the surface tension of the water? Does it kind of make it wetter?
No, basically what it does, when you loosen the soil, when you have heavy rain, it will get down in the soil, whereas when the soil is compacted and tight, it just runs off and that water is lost. So what you're able to do is save the rainwater and hold it in the soil as you build up humus in the soil, which is what happens when the roots start decaying. Roots become humic acid and create this fluffiness in the soil.
So the water literally loosens the soil, and that's what allows the water to then penetrate better and deeper.
And it holds that water in the soil much more effectively.
Okay, so you'll have less evaporation as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So it sounds like by applying this water either to a hydroponic or onto a soil-type farm, you're going to improve the whole, what would it be, a geophysical cycle?
Yeah, it's an environment that the plants, it's just hard to understand that these all work in synergy with each other. The plant supporting the bacteria, and the bacteria supporting the plant and the soil life below. And then you've got the other fungi and
I'm a pretty fungi. I'm sorry, that was a fun guy. Sorry.
Okay. Right.
Wrong one. So adding the extra oxygen into the soil really starts this whole cycle on kind of a supercharged platform then.
That's right, it does, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, I think that is probably enough information for me to go on right now. And anybody listening to this, of course, can contact us at purewaterrestoration.com for more information. And any questions you might have about what you just heard, which was a lot of phenomenal information about how you can increase your yield, increase the productivity of your farm, have more robust. Would that be a safe word to use, Peter?
Well, robust, but you're getting into a lot of reduced cost in tillage because the soil being loose and light, you don't need the diesel fuel to plow it or till it or work that soil. It requires less input of fuel to do that.
So you have savings on the front end. You have an increased yield and productivity of the crops you do plant.
Yeah.
And then you don't have as much work for the next planting season.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. I pretty much call that a win-win-win.
Well, it is.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you for the call today. And once again, purewaterrestoration.com. Go on there. Our contact information is there, and find out how we can help you start growing better crops tomorrow. Thanks a lot for being on the call today, Peter.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that was awesome.